stupidest PR decisions I think I've ever seen from a company with as much experience as Microsoft has.
What
Microsoft,
we'll get into it in a minute.
This is what I thought we should do is just, you know, have the microphones on while we're having this conversation, while we're ordering pizza, because this could be a
good one.
Sub mic.
Let's get in front of the mics.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Fine.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna do that. I assume you guys are gonna be in the host's chairs.
Yeah, we need. It's a little rotate, but that's.
You're
couching.
I'm couching.
Oh. There. By the way, you know who we should.
You know who we should.
Hang out with.
Who?
I don't know if you guys have hung out with him forever, or if you guys are friends with him all that much. Dave, Bob?
I haven't seen him in ages.
Me and him been hanging out a lot. A lot less than we used to, but like.
Last time I saw Dave, your mom was at famous Dave's. And I was with Dave Wheeler as well. So
oh,
it was just
God.
An evening
I'd
of
kill
Dave's.
For some famous Dave's. I would absolutely kill somebody.
Well, do you want to do Bite Squad instead?
What the hell is Bite Squad?
You children.
No, let's hold. Let's hold and stick to Devani's. Well, you know what? Actually, I had pizza for lunch.
Boop, boop.
There we go.
Boop, boop.
Yeah,
Bite Squad.
Now we're living.
Am I just a suburbanite?
Yes.
Damn it. You gotta be kidding me.
It's Bite Squad.
But
they will deliver
had...
whatever you want. Look at it. They have everything.
There it is.
They have Indian food.
Oh my God.
Oh no, a famous Dave's
How did
is...
I not know this existed?
And they probably don't have it in St. Paul.
No, they have a couple.
What?
A few.
Of course they do.
You have to read billboards to know about this stuff. Or see traffic.
So,
because there are the
traffic,
green and
white the bite squads all the time.
That look like.
And they bring you food.
They just
what
bring
a
you
fantastic
food
idea.
For a fee.
Well, so, how much is it? How much extra is it?
Yeah, I'm going to guess five.
$5?
Minimum.
I'll pay
$5. Delivery fee.
$4, yeah.
Plus
I'm
tip.
Down with
plus
that.
Tip,
plus, I have no cash.
I've already.
Well,
can I put down? Can I put a tip digitally?
Famous Dave's
yeah.
This
Who
week.
Oh wait, you've had Famous Dave this week already.
Yes.
Oh wait, so you're not down?
Yeah.
I'd have it again if we could get boneless wings with the Famous Dave's spicy barbecue.
That sounds like your order.
Yeah.
That sounds like you have something in mind already.
Yeah.
I think
we're
okay.
So what we do?
No, hang on.
Is...
I didn't get enough.
Oh, they got the.
You said boneless, yes?
Yeah.
No!
Boneless.
Yes, make it happen!
A wing basket, a double winger, or a party platter of wings?
Party platter.
Do we just want to go for
I
the party platter?
I don't actually want a party platter.
Oh, wait, hang on. Just, wait, what's the double winger? I assume that entails double order?
So
yes.
So it's $10.50,
$17.50.
$18.
Do you want to just do a whole, wait, do you want to do like barbecue, like brisket,
but
or
that's,
blah, 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 or do you want to just do like a giant party platter of wings and that'll be dinner.
But the catch
no,
is,
that's
I think the
bad.
Catch may be, depending on how many you get, I think they're all the same sauce. So if there's no diversity in the sauce, that'd be a...
Come on, Dave, you know better than this.
See?
Yeah, you pick one sauce. Now let's stick it to, let's do a wing. Can we like...
Well, no, but this is Adam had requested.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
wings.
Adam's thing. I'm sorry, I'm intruding on your order.
Yes, you are.
You tantalized me.
But I only have $10.
I'm covering this. This is on me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm yes.
Then I'll go with the party platter.
Holy crap!
No, this is on me. Yeah. This is on me for being late.
Wow. Thanks. Yeah, definitely devil spit.
If I have nothing else, I'm a,
devil
I'm a,
spit is good.
I'm a sucker for being like the sorry guy at the party. All you gotta do is make me guilty.
And you'll buy everything.
I'll buy
any
everything.
Instructions?
Which is a poor choice because I have no.
If they,
no,
could,
no
if they could make it with extra love, that would be.
I'll put it in there. Put
yeah.
it in there.
Appreciate.
Put it in there. Nah, I want to see it. I want to see the text.
Extra love.
Extra love.
If we're saying extra love, we need to put this right.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, you gonna compose something?
I'm gonna compose something to them. They oh, will. Yes. They will know how we feel.
Wow, that mic is incredible. There is a general consensus among the diners this evening that there be an extra love added to the entree. No, to the offering.
Once
to the
flying portion of the poultry.
Ha 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 to the poultry.
Added to the poultry. Served to us this. By the way, you're answering the door.
Of course I'm answering the door.
Okay, so there's a general consensus among the diners this evening that there'd be extra love added to the poultry served to us this eve.
And I have to answer the door in a British accent.
I don't even think that.
Just me.
Wait,
are you saying that the guy's gonna like be mad?
Or weird it out.
I'm pretty sure they get much weirder orders. Yeah. We're pretty tame.
Nice my favorite, no,
my favorite, my favorite takeout story ever was when we. Were you there for this?
You have a takeout story.
Me and my roommate Ryan Clausen at the time, and his brother.
So what are
we're
you
all,
two?
We're all making poor decisions. Oh, sorry.
Save your story until after we get the food ordered. Prioritize, Steven.
Well, you need to scroll down because all I can see is the appetizers.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if you had something in mind.
Oh, I'm
off
thinking
the bat.
Ribs. If it's
something with a cornbread muffin. That's what.
Well,
I
you
want.
Can get a cornbread muffin with just about anything.
See barbecue classic served barbecue with a cornbread muffin and your choice of two sides.
Oh, two sides.
Whoever designed this business model is a genius.
There's also another company that, I can throw this at Adam. Lola's boyfriend, Eric?
Yeah.
He works for RestaurantConnectionUSA.com, and they are in contention with Bite Squad, but Bite Squad has lower fees because they pay their drivers a little bit less, and they have a better selection. So, unfortunately, we're double-crossing them again, because when Lola and I got George and the Dragon that one time, that was through Bite Squad as well.
Oh my! See, that's the thing, though. I it's not local. No.
Well, no. Restaurant Connection is here in Tampa.
Yeah, it's franchise.
So it's very exclusively franchise. Where Bite Squad, I think, has more coverage in general. So we're on to
all in all. Let's see here. I'm a fan of combos.
Combo.
Rib and meat combo.
Citrus grill.
You know what? I don't need to
burgers.
I'm pushing my limit. I don't want a burger. Ugh.
Sandwiches.
Of course, I just say I didn't want a burger, and of course, I'll look at the sandwich.
Soups and salads.
Salad.
A barbecue salad.
And chili. You know, they had chili on the menu. So
Little Wilbur meals.
Oh, I want a Little Wilbur.
Wilbur.
I don't. I don't want any.
Oh, I like that. For kids 10 and under, and anyone named Little Wilbur.
Like, I am, in fact.
I'm 38. I'm a little Wilbur.
I'm a
little
Wilbur.
My parents hated me.
Wilbur. Wilbur.
They named me Sue.
Yeah.
Boy named Sue.
All right, you know what?
Dishes.
That song was in the
Family to Go portion.
Freaking crickets.
Okay, so that's everything.
All right, so what we're going to do.
What do I want?
You want what?
Are you sure you don't want the feast? I was going to order the feast.
You're going to order... Does the feast come with my cornbread muffin?
Yeah, probably a dozen cornbread muffins. It's a feast.
Where were those combos? Feasts.
All-American barbecue. Or the feast for two is what I was intending.
The feast for two is actually huge, so you would definitely have leftovers
for tomorrow. Oh, my goal.
Two to three people.
And the next day.
So it has half of everything else.
So it's half of the All-American,
so
which is a half of spare ribs,
half roast
chicken,
muffins.
A quarter pound of either beef brisket or chopped pork.
Chopped pork.
Some cream coleslaw,
brisket,
famous
man.
Fries, Wilbur beans, three pieces of cornbread, just good old corn.
No cornbread?
No,
and
it's
two
cornbread
muffins.
Have you had the brisket from Famous Dave's?
Here's my thing.
I'd be fine with that.
I try to stay away from red meat.
You're a bad
You're ordering
person.
I'm not a bad person.
Why did you want Famous Dave's?
Because I wanted some barbecue pork.
But brisket is like the most delicious, tender,
yes.
glorious,
I know.
Flavorful
I know.
Thing.
Here's the thing.
What?
It makes my poops hurt.
Oh, my God.
It's the truth.
That's it. Steven pays for it all, but gets nothing. I think that's what should happen. Because you are inappropriate.
Yeah, you're banned from my bathroom, too.
Yeah, and mine.
I'm not going to make your poops hurt. It's my poops that are hurting.
You can go outside. Yeah, but you don't... Unleash that in your friend's bathroom?
You can continue making me say poop hurt.
No, you can just let it go.
No, the
bigger issue is that it makes them hurt as if you've addressed them and interviewed them in turn.
No, with my anus.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're the one. You're continuing this conversation.
Yeah, I am, because you brought it up because you said your poops hurt.
You asked.
No, I didn't.
No one asked. No one cared.
What do you want for eating?
I would love the feast. I think the feast for two is a good idea.
That sounds marvelous to me.
Blam. Preparation.
What is a poor choice?
Okay, so the pork or brisket.
Karen, what do you want?
I don't care.
I will endure whatever you want.
I don't care. I just want my cornbread muffins. Here,
close it out. I want to see what else. Hang on.
You will receive your cornbread muffins with this option.
Hopefully, half the size, which we went through the list. So, you got that going for you.
We have slaw and beans and corn.
Fine, we'll do the brisket.
We don't have...
No, you are paying.
I'm not getting... This isn't for me. I'm just making
We've already ordered his boneless whatnot.
Hang on, close. Yeah. I want to see what all the other offerings are. I don't want four... See here, if I do have pork... Is it chicken?
Here's the review.
Spare ribs?
Yes.
Beef brisket or pork?
Spare ribs.
You know what? I'm going to keep
chicken.
Going. I'm going to stick with the pork.
Beef brisket or pork. And then you get slaw...
Hey, look, there you get pork.
You do.
Pork.
Oh, you could make another? Okay.
Yeah, we had to come up with something. The other one has love.
If they would be so kind as to include an extra cornbread muffin, it would be most appreciated.
But we're not going to pay for it.
No, of course not.
You could just add a side of it.
If they find it funny.
No.
They can give me a cornbread muffin.
If it please you.
because this isn't going to Famous Dave's, it's going to Bite Squad.
Bite Squad.
Well, maybe they pay the driver in cornbread muffins. I don't know. Maybe they'll save me a cornbread muffin. That's how I'd want to be paid.
No, if it's for the driver...
In cornbread muffins.
We should tell him to join the other company because they get paid better there.
What?
No, that's... Because this goes to dispatch. I've actually gotten the overview of all of this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I don't want to be soliciting them in that way.
Yeah, it's just somebody somewhere will enjoy this, but it won't be a direct hit.
I see. So we're doing an indirect kind of thing. Anyway, you should tell them that they are welcome to...
No, I think I got it.
You got it?
Okay. It should be noon. That. The diner.
You changing your mind now?
No, I want to phrase this right, because technically I'm operating off of assumption for a second and a half, so...
You know what happens when you work off assumption?
I make an ass out of you, but nobody else.
You make an ass out of you and umption. Just
oh no!
On your track.
It should be known that at least one of the diners this evening threatened the lives.
Yeah, you're right. At least one
of others
of the.
Oh, you inserted that yourself.
Diners yes. this evening threatened the lives of others to obtain this parcel of edibles.
Yeah, I feel like
there is a follow up to this. There has to be a second.
Are they going
closer.
To send police along with this one?
Yeah.
No. It's not that.
Please help me.
Oh God, call 911.
You've taken the liberty of detaining,
retraining
said Dinah.
Restraining
said Dinah.
Restraining, retraining, or retaining.
Oh, I missed an S, didn't I?
Restraining him and or her. Oh, sorry, no, or her.
Yeah.
It.
And...
I want my feast. I'll kill you all.
Kill you all.
And the delivery man or woman arrives.
Is this restrung?
I did restring,
our...
yes.
May I?
But it was restrung right before we tried to have our jam session last time that got trumped
so
by Adventure Time.
It's probably...
I tune it fairly regularly.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Arrives at our domicile. There we go.
It should be, I think that's very pleasantly worded to reflect
your wants and needs.
Of course, yes. I think that was very eloquent.
And I am going to take advantage of your offer and find appropriate...
Please. Would you like something as well?
Do they have,
are you going to claim Little Wilbur?
No.
You should get something for yourself. I would be more than happy.
Do they?
I just want some fries.
Do it. Do it. Fries is just
famous fine. Fries. And yeah. One fries. So there.
Now this contract is binding.
A pint. A pint of fries.
And I absolutely intend to share. Because you must partake of the deliciousness.
Okay.
That is...
if you insist.
Yes.
And they have bread pudding.
Yes, key lime pie, mom's pecan pie, banana pudding, Kahlua Brownlee bread pudding, or Dixie Minis.
They have bread pudding.
Well...
Sweet Dixie
Minis. Do you want?
Oh, and I was going to mention this in case you did want extras. They have a half dozen or dozen cornbread muffins, or they also have...
Oh, my God.
That's actually it. They don't have it in the sides anymore. They just have...
Their mac and cheese is good.
Do you want some mac and cheese? No. Or do you want some cornbread?
Or do you want a half dozen cornbread muffins?
Or do you want bread pudding?
$6, and it has a check mark, which means it's a favorite.
Do I want... Okay, well, I have two cornbread muffins coming already.
It's true.
And they're both yours.
Good. Like cornbread all the time. I'm glad we agree on that. Cornbread muffins. I love cornbread.
So learn how to make cornbread.
Yeah.
If this all looks agreeable to you, Dave's Amazingly Boneless Wings, there's a general consensus among the diners this evening that there be extra love added to the poultry served to us this eve.
Wait, we have evening in the same sentence.
Yeah,
that's
thinking that
clumsy.
Too.
That's clumsy.
That's very clumsy.
That's misfortunate.
Happens.
Okay, hold on.
You changing it? Can you?
I don't think it'll let you.
You deleted it? What are you doing? You're crazy! Crazy, Dan!
Just so he can add to it, but now it'll be at the bottom. You've ruined everything.
Wing basket.
With devil's spit.
There.
All
there's
done.
A general consensus among the diners that there'd be extra love added to the poultry served to us this eve.
There you go.
Brilliant!
Simple. And then I'm willing to rewrite my very complicated two sentences. Because I feel like the opener should be feast for two.
Yeah.
It should be known that at least one of the diners this evening threatened the lives of others to obtain this parcel of edibles. We have taken the liberty of restraining him or her... Frank, so that you're anonymous, as I identify you as a result, when the delivery man or woman arrives at our domicile.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. Oh, it tastes amazing.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if also is missing. There is also a general consensus.
Oh, Dad.
Nah.
Nah, okay.
No.
We order things. You're good. Again. Did you do the fries as well?
I'm working on
that. He's adding them. That had to come at the end. Otherwise, this whole thing would have been ruined. All for naught.
There we go. So, estimated delivery time, 30 minutes, which would be perfect
that would be
for
impressive.
Us to...
Yeah.
That's perfect.
For us to do a...
You're going to need one of these.
Well, I was going to... okay, so let's do guest checkout so that it doesn't have my info on there. Let's see. Okay, so that.
Beep.
Beep 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 beep.
Did it work?
Do it again.
I heard it.
These are creaky, crackly headphones here.
Yes, they are.
Should get some Beats.
Yes. I wonder if I could do mine.
I got a new car.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I saw this one. Is it the same one you had at the hitching post?
No.
Well, yeah.
Enter your card info and order
that
our food.
That was Charlotte. Charlotte is dead.
What happened?
Car accident. Yeah.
Oh, same car accident that I had.
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
Same one.
You crashed into each other?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Good times.
How was the other car?
Oh, yeah. Wednesday. That was a fun day.
Yeah, I was... on my way to a rehearsal, and I got rear-ended and then pushed into the car in front of me.
Oh, God.
So,
damnation.
Double damage.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, it was bad.
I hate to be that guy who asks, but who hit you?
Person, probably.
It was actually someone who works in another one of the Wells Fargo branches, oddly enough.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Did you tattle on them?
No.
Well,
I don't roll that way.
I guess that says something about the Wells Fargo employees.
That they're horrible drivers.
That they are equally capable of being struck as they are
doing the striking.
Yes.
All right. I think the technology is appropriately.
Yeah. So it would have cost $9,000 to repair Charlotte.
Oh, good God.
So the insurance company was just like,
buy a new car.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. So I did buy a new car, and it's an upgrade.
To what?
To be sure. A brand new Honda Civic Si.
Wistful sigh, Steven.
Yeah, wistful. My brother just got a new car, too. So seeing a whole bunch of brand new Hondas. The brand new Honda is the Accord and the Civic. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Heavy in the best way. In the best way, I mean, to say. Like, they're built like cars as opposed to, like, the old Civics that feel like those Hot Wheels you used to drag back with a little bit of pressure on, and the coil would tighten, and then you'd let them go on the track. Yeah. One of those. It feels like one of those. Mm-hmm. So I envy you.
It's fun.
It's stupid this is a podcast, because you could tell I was green.
What?
With envy.
Steven, place the order.
I don't have a mouse. Oh, I do.
I gifted you the mouse.
Tango Hombre, amigo.
Your name is Numbers.
My name is Numbers? Jiminy friggin' cricket. Hang on a second. Why?
Steven did it wrong. Steven did it wrong. He sucks.
I figured they should have all the information in your name rather than just try to guess things, you know?
Well.
I never.
Minnesota and half and half.
Dang it.
You that's your reward for finishing
keyboard.
Steven Fredgevu. Steven Fredgevu equals.
You and your Apple technology.
I'm going to call you Fredgevu from now on.
Fredgevu works. Oh, I put my wallet away too.
It's right there.
Curses.
You are useless.
So useless, so useless.
Steven Frank of Fredgevu.
Fredgevu. Oh, God. Coming with a vengeance, he's Fredgevu. Doesn't really know you, but he will soon. Fredgevu. Fredgevu.
This is what I deal with every day. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Jeezy crazy.
Fredgevu. Or was it Frangiboo?
Frangiboo.
It was Frangiboo.
Frangiboo.
To replay this section of tape.
Frangiboo.
I'd hate to call him by the wrong name.
Yes.
The right wrong name. Oh, God.
Ah, damn it.
Pang.
And then you have to apply your tip.
Oh, I can just apply it right here?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm a 15%er. Apply.
Apply.
It applied, right?
Yeah. So scroll down.
Submit.
Submit your...
Thusly.
Thank you.
So we can just watch Woohoo. This timer like you do on Domino's?
Nice.
Yeah, if I may get the mouse, please.
And
the keyboard, if you may.
Oh, thank you.
If you may.
Take your apple crap back.
Again. Here's your Minnesota half now.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
It looks silly.
I'm going to put in those guys, and I'm going to Instagram this shit. Actually, I don't have Instagram.
Okay, so recording. So we're going to leave this bar up while we...
Carrie, you should give me your phone because my phone's
dead. Why? My phone was in my purse over there. You go get it.
Yeah, by the way, your phone's going to go off when they're close. They will text you and say you're...
Do you have a an Apple charger?
Yeah, it's actually over by Kara on the other side of the couch.
Kara.